Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. I hope you all are having an awesome day. Today, I want to talk about leadership and effective leadership. What does that mean? Great companies are built by great leaders. Great organizations get to where they are today because of effective leadership, the ability and the vision to look ahead and to chalk out a path for the organization to get to, and then to have a team to be able to execute successfully, and to have the flexibility to pivot along the way. That is what great leadership is about. It's not about fancy titles and big offices. Leadership can happen at every level, and quite frankly, it should. If it's only at the top, then the organization is going to be top heavy. And by the time the message gets flowed down to all the different hierarchy levels and organization silos, it gets watered down. And as a result, the impact of that decision on customers and partners and other stakeholders gets diluted. The people who are in the front, the customer service agents, the sales folks, who are interacting with clients and prospects on a daily basis, they are the ones that can make a difference and lead by example. Are they operating from the standpoint of customer focus and doing the right thing for the client, or are they operating from the standpoint of making a quick buck and amassing large profits for the organization? The two need not be mutually exclusive, but the mindset will determine the behavior. Leadership is about understanding your people, what is important to them, why they are here, why are they doing what they are doing on a daily basis, what drives them, what motivates them. When I interview somebody, one of the first questions I ask them is, what gets them out of bed every day? Why is that important to know? It's important to know because that is what is going to enable them to do great things, to push the boundaries, to expand their comfort zone, to get out of their comfort zone, to be flexible, to be adaptable. And not everybody can. Not everybody can be a great leader. And quite frankly, I don't think everybody should. For leadership to be effective, there need to be great followers too. Leadership without the ability to execute on the plans and to have the ability to forge ahead in spite of all the obstacles, that is what is key. At work, we recently created a whole new organization from scratch. And that takes immense leadership at every level. There's a lot of resistance to change. There's inertia. People want to continue doing things the same way. There's pushback. And an effective leader has to be able to see that and then roll up his or her sleeves and take corrective action. Now, how do you do that when you're not in the midst of all the action on the front lines? Well, you do that by having a pulse of what is going on. And you have to come away from your Excel spreadsheets and your predictive analytic tools and your software modeling, etc., and get down to the basics. What are the people doing? What are your employees doing? How are they feeling? What is the morale in the organization? would people be excited to come to work? Or on Monday, is everybody depressed and down and in a bad mood and they cannot wait for Friday to come? We spend a lot of time at work, and it's in many cases more than the time we spend at home with our families, which is why it behooves effective leaders to create that environment and the organizational culture and the feeling that each and every individual is valued, no matter what their position, role, or level in the organization is. When employees are happier and productive and feel good about where they work and their manager and their boss and their leader, that will come out in their work, in how they interact with folks outside their jobs. It's all about leadership. Good employees don't leave bad companies. They leave bad leaders and bad bosses. So what are the steps you can take as an effective leader today that can make a difference? Well, number one, check your ego out at the door. Leadership is about working for your people, not your employees working for you. Number two, servant leadership is key. When you serve others, you do the right thing. You do good to others. Even when no one is watching, that is what is effective. Number three, get to know your people at an individual level and on a more fundamental basis. Get to know them. Let them get to know you. Be vulnerable. It's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to admit that you don't know everything, but you'll find out. Number four, lead by example. Don't ask your employees or your team to do anything that you would not be willing to do. In fact, you take the first step and then the rest will follow. Number five, follow through and walk the talk. Words are cheap, action speaks louder than words. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're not going to do something, don't do it. Trust is the foundation of any relationship, and without trust, there can be no effective leadership. So that is critical and integral. Number six. Good leaders take responsibility for screw-ups, but are quick to appreciate a job well done. Things are going to go wrong. Mistakes are going to be made. As a leader, you need to own up to that and take ownership. Even if it wasn't your mistake, even if one of your team members or employees messed up. On the other hand, give credit quickly where it is deserved. Many folks are under the wrong impression that monetary incentives are all that make and help and motivate employees. Money is important, and that's why a lot of folks are at work, but what is very important is also recognition, appreciation, a job well done, incentive schemes that are not monetary only in nature. Sometimes the best things are free. Give timely feedback. Number eight, if you're giving feedback, be open to receiving feedback and do this continually, regularly. Number nine, have fun. It's very important. Nobody wants to work in an organization that is so full of stress and pressure and tension that it becomes suffocating. Work hard, play hard as well. Have regular fun events. Take the team out. Enjoy success. Celebrate success. Paint the vision, but celebrate success along the way. And last but not the least, effective leadership is about being yourself. You are authentic. You are different. Be yourself. Share the vision. Believe in the vision. And go just do it. Thank you for listening. Let me know your thoughts. And as always, have an awesome day and a great week ahead. Thanks.